The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector. James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus. Simon the Canaanean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus: Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The Gospel of the Lord. And so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning, Father.
I tell you, what is it? T-minus 3 days and counting now before we get into the new church. And I tell you, the closer we get to moving into the new church, the higher the level of stress. And everything's an emergency, and everything has to be dealt with now. You know what that feels like? Yes? Yes. Okay. Word to the wise, when this happens, just remember, those are the times you got to draw closer to God than ever before, right? These are the times you really have to call time out. Get down on your knees, put yourself into God's presence. Okay, so that's what we're going to do today. Now, if you heard me speak yesterday, I said that the disquiet in your soul is something that you need to hear as the voice of God calling you closer, right? Calling you back to peace. And kind of a tangential, similar point today. We don't just want to hear the voice of God when we have disquiet in our souls. We want to learn how to hear the voice of God all the time. And here's a hard lesson now to do that. If you want to learn how to hear the voice of God, understand that God speaks through ordinary human instruments. Ordinary people and ordinary events. Right? So today we hear the call of the 12 apostles. The number 12 is highly symbolic. 12 is the number, the foundations of the church that's listed in the book of Revelation. There were 12 patriarchs in the Old Testament. There were 12 sons of Jacob, 12 tribes of Israel. When Moses sent out spies to examine the promised land before they all entered in, how many spies did Moses send out? 12. When the high priest offered sacrifice in the temple and he wore a breastplate right over his chest to symbolize his heart's devotion to God, how many precious stones were on the breastplate? 12. It was 12 that St. Peter insisted they return to the number of the apostolic band after the betrayal of Judas Iscariot. And if you look through the New Testament, you'll find that when the apostles are listed, almost never are they listed by name, but they're always referred to as the 12, right? That title, the 12, it's used 32 times. With the understanding being that since the Old Testament right into the New Testament, God is at work through these ordinary folks, right? Through these ordinary people. And God is never, and the message there is that God isn't just otherworldly and invisible and sublime and heavenly. But that same, while he's all those things, your same heavenly Father is at work through simple, ordinary human instruments who are right there in front of you. And our obedience to who God has given his authority to is our obedience to God himself. Understand this. Jesus Christ didn't save us because of poverty. Jesus Christ didn't save us because of chastity. Jesus Christ saved us because of obedience. I came not to do my own will, but to do the will of the one who sent me. And he sends out these apostles and he says, who hears you, hears me. And that's why it's so important that we understand that this is God's mode of acting. That this is how our Lord speaks to us. You're not going to find a perfect pope ever. So don't wait for one. You're not going to find a perfect bishop ever. You're not going to find a perfect priest ever. And you know quite well, you're not going to find a perfect parent ever, or a perfect government official, right? Or a perfect teacher, or anything else. But nonetheless, as long as these leaders, who God has given a share of his own authority, as long as the laws are just laws, right? Because let's say Thomas Aquinas said, an unjust law is no law at all. And as long as where they're leading you isn't towards sin and away from God, understand, by honoring these leaders, we honor God himself. There's no fulfillment in this life without listening to the voice of God. And there's no listening to the voice of God until we learn that God has given his authority to these human instruments. We all share it in one form or another, and we'll all answer to God for how we've used it or how we've misused it. But in the meantime, hear the voice of God by learning this very, very difficult lesson, this humbling lesson, litmus test of humility, that we honor God by honoring those to whom God has given his own authority. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to do that today. Saint Benedict, pray for us.